Piero Heliger. You could hear the snow melting and dripping into the deer's mouth. Do you know who I have chosen for my bed? Lutra Lutra, whose mud bellies of seawith foam-veined capillaries. How sensitive she is to that angel's touch, the one who smells of fog. Hope he is not a Chinese laundryman. His eyes are straight cormorant, his beard pleasantly pheasant-feathered. In her told bed of gull's wool she strokes his male parts, tenor contra tenor basses. Lutra Lutra, whose mud belly is of lute, wood, the angel smells of wood. Don't take any wooden strangers, the angel says. He smells of skirts, his waistcoat of otter fur with heron beak buttons. It is chilly in the clear air. Above the fog, the angel finally enters heaven. First, the cyclops' eye. On the ground, an eggshell colored with the vaginas of birds. Do I have any right? Breakfast of burnt grass and grass seed fire ember, which I keep up from time to time by fanning it with writing pad. Then the bird nodded its head in the meadow, finally. Brown feathers ripped off from the wing joint in the grass at my feet as I entered the woods. To know cyclops, the wish, ground is intractable, full of stones, girls, or so I have heard, may gather there many fine and curiously devised pebbles. His eye changes its signature, expecting the world to keep its word. His soul does not speak, it keeps its world. I walk with a glowworm in my hand. Later on there will be a funeral for a glowworm. What a strange life leaf is. Here's a story briefly. Let me give the evening some soap to wash itself for my birth death. What a saint, his eye was like faded blue jeans. He puts his best clothes on for the blind man. He listens attentively to the deaf and speaks politely and brilliantly to the dumb. But does that change it? Answer me. Do I have any right, answer me, to do what I am doing? In Patagonia, answer me. The grass is so scarce in that country, the birds have to run from one place to another to have enough to eat. With the right quality of light and bird sound, I pitched a tent in Vendée. Every day I lay a little pile of shit in each of the excesses. Heaven walks over my tent. The fly swarms rise from time to time. It scares me. I huddle in my tent expecting to be lynched. Suddenly, I hear my birth death calling my closed name so that I won't get lost in the bear's day. I light a candle and put it in my tent as I hurry out. I saw my birth death weep. Every year my birth deaths were unhappy, but I am always more disappointed, and this year more than ever. Weeping bird baths under a small rise. wet nettles, she had lost a sandal. She sobbed her disappointment. I talked to her. The two brown wings growing out of the nape of her neck were broken. And my birthday it rained all the heaven long. I sucked one of her already starting to rust bobby pins and tried to go to sleep. Time to time, birds sang anyway. I am not through being a poet. The leaves' hands in prayer make a shadow on my tent. I remember all of your promises. England. Then I realized we weren't in England, but in a British movie. Leaving behind two poppies, we went to England. Heading for the sea, it is hard to write on a motorcycle. The airplane took off just like that. There was a pain of delight under my skull. I remembered Cambridge and my first bicycle ride, me and bicycle in some unknown suburb, night and a ticket to a E.E. Cummings poetry reading in Sanders Theatre. I made it. I was surprised at being in an airplane. I had still enough marijuana in my lungs to get high on inhaling cigarette by the time of landing. The customs people were nice. It would be easier to write this on the other side of the paper, but it is hard to think on a motorcycle driving on the left as we must. The customs didn't know what questions to ask me. Who would have thought, however, that I was interested in the fate of feathers, in effect carrying three of them across the border, one Canadian, one flamingo from a Brussels zoo, and one spotted French one from a garbage heap. At the airport, I thought, Sir Thomas Wyatt was born here and said so. My motorcyclist was nonplussed. We are 50 miles from London, so the sheep say. There are no road signs because the sheep are too woolly to see well. No one has taught them how to ride either. I shall, after the education in it I am receiving now. If I can ride under these conditions, a sheep can be taught how to ride. I am interested in sheep. I want to make that clear. You bloody English, I yelled to them. I don't think they know what I am up to. We have just met another motorcyclist. What do you think he said? I ask my motorcyclist. I don't know, he replies. The motorcycle turns over. The sheep are amused but go on eating grass. The dead motorcycle snuggles up to a sheep with an unweaned dead smile. The blue ballpoint pen lies rocking in the road. The back wheel careened over sunless river of the English movie when father of American poetry was already end over end over end over end over end. Two bobbies came by, and as the two bodies had not as yet bought any English money, did not bury us. At Maidstone we went into a bank, an awesome place. I was very disappointed because I realized there would be no bathroom in the bank, which is what I had need of. At the bank they are using yesterday's rates. Not in London, where they used today's. When we went to the bathroom in a public bar, we were unable to leave our things unattended because English people are so honest. I feel like writing everything down. After I eat something, I will read you some of the things I have written. Maybe I should write that down. At Maidstone, my motorcyclist and I walked out after paying, which we had already done. I had in my pocket a 27 prize medals matchbox, also paid for. After we walk out, we plan to read some headlines. We would then like to be in London. We would like to be London. As I will think about how on their birthdays they give bathrooms to cows in America of a slightly better order than French humans use, which is why, though Americans are not thought to be conservative, there is no smell of cow dung in the fields. There is London, my motorcyclist will announce, mysterious city washed in fog. As the motorcycle left Maidstone, I waved to two English girls. I want to make clear that I like English girls. No one understands that. My motorcyclist says he does. No one can understand that I like English girls. I must make that clear. I must write it down so that no one understands it. As we entered County of London, the road smelled like Keith. Gregory must have been here, my Australian motorcyclist said. His eyes were red like a Keith smuggler, which he was. Not green-gray, like it said in his Australian passport. When we were going at 38 on the roadside, we passed an extremely large picture of Sir Thomas Wyatt. I brought it to the attention of my motorcyclist. I asked what speed we were making. 38, he replied. As I was writing, we passed a big truck, my motorcyclist announced, that said, we buy feathers. In the outskirts of London, a bobby put my motorcyclist on his honor. In a greenhouse retreat lavatory in Regent's Park, I smoked my last American Craven A while I wondered at my motorcyclist's white helmet among the white tiles and urinals. We both thought this would be the best place to meet Gregory and Alan. In the meanwhile, my motorcyclist blew white smoke rings with a cigarette he had lit with our last French match. But since we were driving on the left, we were really leaving London as we approached it, so we never got there. We decided it was the end of the trip. Our weights at the end of the trip were, for my motorcyclist, 11 stone, 2 pounds, and 9 stone, 4.5 for me, and 9, 3.5 without the record of the trip. We took our weights in the white lavatory on green scale, which cost a penny. The record weighed 1 pound, but toilets we found only cost 1 penny. English girls. English girls imagined by triangulation of. The lack oval of a young nun in a tram, a green stain between her lips, and many years later, my eyes still maiden, the freckled loose white noises of a woman with breasts of English girls. No need to write poems. And English girls is also more than imagined, with their bodies that seem to be looking always for a solution. English girls are very natural in their bodies, and their being a bus strike on in England. English girls helps me across small streets while I read to it poem I have written about it. and what the small streets are ground of. At night English girls reads alone in bed with mascara on the underside of eyes. What are you reading? I ask English girls. Lawrence Durrell. Don't you know who he is? What are you doing here? In the shade of their hair I need pay no rent. English girls is as a Gauguin painting in England, a brush striking canvas near my eardrum, so that I can better copy it into my mind, writing whatever comes into my fingers, that is, running an object that leaves a mark over an other that receives it. When Blake God created Blake Adam, he couldn't help himself. His beard rubs against Adam's belly, like my feeling for Bobby's. The bus strike was still on, and the only bicycle pump I had didn't work. Two dogs came right up to me on the sward and started making love. As they ran off, I noticed they had become three dogs. Then birds gave not feathers which angels had all bought up, but voices which in trees knotted keats wish it in unromantic fashion. Fetishes of old hair and guitar strings sewn, strong cheekbones of guitar, young poet's mistress in pajamas, birds, might as well be in Oxford, which young girls love, asks to stay. About 8 years old to get out of their predicament. I was waiting in the dead center of Hampstead Heath for a telegram. I imagined its color, blue like the sky. Then suntanned birds bought me suntan lotion, hawking their virgin 100% wings. I found the postman face down in a lily pond, a winged ant in lap. He was singing, his pockets full of singed feathers. English girls had looked at him too long with the customary burning in blue eyes. Paris, a scenario for a silent movie. In the first week of the new year, no longer am I when, dusted with feathers from love's girl womb, the sunlight playing on my chin, and unlocked words. Sky's tuition is too much, fierce. Cabbages lie in the fields. There is an only wind-curved smokestack, holy as a chapel, tracery of trees, strange knots of foam in the sea carpet. So much for the decadent and lame journey. Sick in a gasoline-soaked stretcher, with a queer half-believed Benedicite of customs men, and no golden dance robe or Balinese pressure of foot and ankle. I got my news, as always, from the squares of newspaper provided for me in the roadside toilet. I love the chaste light in that ruined body, the clouds like funereal smoke in whitest sky, like giant prehistoric bird skeletons. There are small bones of birds in the thickets, and in the half world I pray for calm soft of snow. Who will pay that sky? Let it go away. And if with that beseeching hangdog at my eye, and if with that cajoling have whiskey smell of sun, oh, when will it properly go away, the pall bearers scatter? There is a soft pressure at my back, first cold, then warm, in a smell of crumpled newspaper. The capital looms before me, its cloth of lives, lies, and lights. Fain would I turn my neck to have a look at it. No matter, I see two policemen approaching to play chess with me. As the wind blows, the clothes touch my body like window wipers. There are certain lines of sensation which seem through the skin to stay still, which we call reality. So it is with rain falling into snow. So it is with the yellow grass sprouting under the hay-brittle birds of bone. So it is with snow paying the sky's debt and sending it away, covering all up with a sacristan secret of spider alchemy. Green yellow light of evening like the skin's translucence. My love sleeps chastely, curled like a green seed. My sex is a dried up relic in some golden case, in holy light of taillights of automobiles. I pray for calm soft of snow. Snow falls as if rising out of the grass. Life is so simple, snow's crystal hair and a mountain's thigh. Let the dissatisfaction I feel in everything become clear to me. Much like the zinc patter and flat perspective of Paris in the look cool light, the nude tree man is wormed. He loves that scrawl of plumbing, the small, perfectly shaped girl walking slowly. Erratic mind like penciled Japanese. He asks for a paper. Sky no longer an office. That paper pulp which melts in the eye is his unwafered body. His blood is the poem granite's ink. Everything has been badly fixed and fades in tannin silver like the thighs of a young girl smell. Strange, two coins that grow on trees rest on his eyes. By what effort of optimism he peels one off, feels the edge in his fingers. Pays for the paper, he puts the other in the pocket with a hole in it, both pockets have holes, and gambling walks down the street engraved hill. A mad beggar picks up the worthless coin angrily. I am not happy with this tree man, nor with the money reforms. Lucky that because of my education as a poet, I don't need to eat, because the new bread is baked stale, and that I can hobble after the small girl, the one with a grasshopper mouth, and grab her and kick her and love her, and turn my head, my ear rubs on a cobble, and see a dog trying to shit on a dry stomach. He is like a flower in the jellied air, black like rotten water. My only wish is, my only wish is. The small girl and I immediately have a small baby. He is blue like a grasshopper Krishna. I rush after the tree man and meet him in a formal deformed. I know tomorrow's news, I whisper. Three kings arrive with gifts and myrrh, but all the toilets are quite plugged up with newspapers. He nodded, and I shook his hand and walked back through the garden with a coin of rosin in my palm. That was some years ago. Now I walk on the side of the street I always avoided, preferring to walk in the gutter. In my palm is a round stain of rosin from that handshake. Footnotes. As a cameraman doesn't own a pair of gloves and wears leather shoes, there will be some imperfections in the filming. 2. At some point, there will be a shot of two skeletons in the snow in some open place, such as the Jardin du Luxembourg with silver paper crowns. 3. The worms of plastic armor to keep warm. America. My new machine arrived today. I was getting ready for a rehearsal of Japanese music, or was blind, as is the custom, therefore did not read the directions, but got into it with all the rows of pipes around my tractor-like seat. It worked very well. Now it was past use in the dry clay fields where a poet girl came to write. Now it was chain mail in the transfused light. It had the same proportions approximately as my blood. How I was happy, me and my machine, and now like a wounded soldier without significance. While my head defined surprise, my old child-man fingers were touched with new, a rosinous grease, an alloyed sound issued otherwise. I have spent a lifetime in the desert, gathering up antlers to make me a breastplate. Against what? Like a foot soldier who has lost his horse. Light anoints me full of girls. I was like a juvenile delinquent separated from his scene, on the one hand ill at ease, on the other hand wanting to continue his search for black shoe polish for his sea turtle leather jacket, or thinking of giving up juvenile delinquency. The voice told me, sudden Nike gesture, the way the light folds fall between that girl's thighs. I would measure it with cambers were I diatomaceous enough. If I were to go back again into that country, how could I face the prayers in my body when most of the time I would be alone? Titled by Siggy Westberg, photograph by Harold Chapman, presswork by The Dead Language. This is a sampler. How Body of Angel is Maiden. The book thrown out of the window breaks, and the pages throw a bird twirl twittering glittering pattern on the slate. The house seems to move as in a train the countryside moves. The mandala of pages separate into white birds, each with its own needle heart. Sidewalk's belly flat of a maiden's belly, rain veined melon light. It is strange to think that one must go down to go to the place where the arms and legs, etc., are made. In the window, half a wooden scythe tied to a chrome cricket leg, attached to a real shoe, black, made from old burnt skin, wrinkled like burnt newsprint. Below is the love factory, curly heads. A man molds a torso out of leather. And wire, deer skin on the inside, pots of pink paint. She is called Diana. Are you going to tell me how to play love and think I can't see the pink paint you have there in your pot and that you are wearing clothes? The first rule is to wear nothing but garments. Guard yourself silent if you have none, and no nakedness. Her name is Renata, and she walked upon that sidewalk, bringing me at her incense tail past the mythological. Limestone animals whose faces were rubbed off. The weather of their sexes was dark. My ears heard the green run.